Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd like to talk about the world's greatest commodity. You know, I watch Fox News some, and I watch CNN some, and I watch MSNBC some, and I watch all of the major networks, and I find this one pattern in all of these news shows to be a bit discouraging. I see these ads where they talk about silver. Invest in silver. It's running out. Invest in gold. Nothing else is going to work. The sky is falling in. I hear all that, and I think, I wonder how many billions of dollars that we spend in marketing to Americans to scare the fool out of them. You know, it feels like fear marketing becomes the way to sell something. You better jump onto silver because the world's falling in. Your stock, or they're going to plummet. Make sure you have gold. Can't you hear them as they sell all that? And then on the other hand, you've got folks up there who are saying things like, hey, if you have been hit by a car, if you know somebody that's been hit by a car, if you know somebody who thought about getting hit by a car, or you might have been hit by a car, call this guy and he'll get you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is this world not weird? I mean, it is crazy at the pace of life and the fear that we throw around in America. Well, I believe the Lord God gave us something to experience that is the greatest commodity, more than gold, more than silver, more than stocks, more than fear. He has given us the ability to experience His peace, a peace that passes all understanding. Listen to what Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, the verse sounds pretty awesome, doesn't it? We all want peace in our life. It's funny, though, how often we don't experience peace. We live life full of worry, full of anxiety, full of fear. Now, let me just kind of put a period right there, and I want you to just take a deep breath. If you're riding down the car, you're on a treadmill, wherever you are, just kind of clear your mind for a second and grab hold of the fact that most of us are living from the urgency of one day to another, or a paycheck to another, or from one meeting to another, and many of us are stuck in the world of worry, anxiety, and fear. The fact is, I'm one of those people. I'm a worrywart. I can allow my soul to be captivated by anxiety, and often I fear what I may not can do or what is ahead of us. And when I do that, what I'm really doing is I'm shaking my bony finger at God saying, you're not big enough to fix my day. You're not big enough to trust my tomorrows to. And the Lord is saying to me, Chuck, son, I want you to experience my peace. And the only way you're going to experience my peace is for you to guard your heart and mind as you live in my Son, Jesus Christ. What would it mean to live in Jesus Himself? It would mean I trust Him. It would mean that I never stop talking with Him. It would mean that I find rest in Him. It would mean that my anxiety can be handed over to Him, that my fear should be dissipated by His very presence in my life, and that worry I could leave at His feet, and He would care for that. You know, when we look at everything going wrong instead of focusing on what is going right, life can get pretty fearful. By doing these things, we miss the peace that God intended for our life. God wants us to walk in His peace every moment of every day, but I realize how difficult that is. Remember, I'm the world's biggest worrywart. So if you're anxiety riddled, or you're fretful about the future, or you're trying to figure out what your finances or what your job or what your home or what your family is going to look like, God has given us a pretty clear picture here. And that is, choose to walk in peace today, knowing that God loves you. God wants us to walk in His peace each day. The thing is, it's up to us to make the decision to live in peace. Now watch this. We can choose to be upset about what's going on in the world or things happening at school instead of being thankful and focusing on what's going right in our life. God loves you, my friend, and He will always take care of you. Today, choose to walk in God's peace. Experience His peace. Choose to live a life full of peace and joy, knowing that God will always care for you. Here's the greatest encouragement I can give you as we wrap up today's weekday podcast, and that is this. You can never run where God is not. You can never hide where He isn't already there. You cannot hide any sin from Him, and yet He is going to always love you. You know, in the blessing that I offer at the end of each service here at Sugar Hill Church, I often say in one part, God is always good, He is always faithful, and you are always loved. I think that's such a beautiful picture. To experience God's peace today is to recognize that you can't do one thing to make him not love you. Go experience peace today. I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. We're always broadcasting live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.